Praise the Lord, message number 99. The title of the message, the ability to have wealth, part 1. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Thank you for your word that you always send to your church, to your people, in order to bless us and to help us to carry on walking according to your will, on your ways to accomplish what you had ordained for us to be and to do. Anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to be, and use this message, Lord, for your glory. Let be reached to your people and apply it. Let them apply it in their life so that your will be done, they will be blessed, and they will be a blessing to others. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The ability to make wealth or to have wealth is God's will for us. I took the title of this message from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verse 17 and 18. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirm His covenant which He swore to your forefather, as it is today. I am not preaching about the prosperity gospel. I don't believe it. But I am speaking that God's will for us to be rich, not that we will enjoy the worldly things with our richness, but God wants us to be rich so that we can be a blessing to others, so that we can share with those who are in need. If we don't have, then how we can give, how we can share? Not only spiritual things is needed, but material things is also needed to be shared with those who are in need. God will for me to be a good steward, to make the most of every opportunity so that I will be more effective. I have the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit, I have the Word of God, but if I have material things, even if I can make material things out of all the opportunities that God had given to me, then my message will be more profound. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 4 and verse 28, how to make wealth. God give us the ability, but He gave us this ability for a good purpose and for good intention. Why you need to have material things? Not for your own pleasure or good, but in order for you can share with others who are in need. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 28, how you can become rich, how you'll be a wealthy man, a wealthy woman, a wealthy church. We will read. There are principles we have to follow. We have Word of God we have to obey. Then the message will be true in our life. Ephesians 4:28, who He who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands, that he may have something to share with those in need. So ultimately, why God wants us to be rich? So that we can share with those who are in need. The first principle here from Ephesians 4:28, you must not steal. You should not live in a crooked way of life. No cheating, no bribing, no practicing usury, no doing smuggling. These are wrong ways of earning income. Cheating, bribing, usury, lottery, gambling, all these things should be not in the life of the people of God. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 11, it says, dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. So dishonest money, you know what is dishonest. Dishonest money, you don't need to ask, you know it. What you need to do, you need to repent, stop cheating, bribing, corruption, injustice, usury, all are dishonest money. Gambling, all are dishonest money. Don't use these resources to make yourself rich. It will be, it dwindles away. It will fly. Dishonest money have wings. It will go away from you. You cannot keep. He who had been stealing should steal no more. You should not steal. You should not take what does not belong to you. Anything you take without permission is stealing. What you need to do, Ephesians 4:28. So first principle, no stealing. Second principle, but must work, doing something useful with his own hands. Work with your own hand. The scripture admonish us to work. God give us feet, hands, minds to think, talents to use, ability to learn. These are talents. These are things God provided for us to reproduce wealth so that we can sustain our own living. Book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 17-19, the Bible doesn't speak only about work, but speak about hard work and toil. To Adam he said, because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat of it all the days of your life. Painful toil. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food, until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for thus you are, and to thus you will return. So here the scriptures confirm that God wants from you to toil, to work, to labor, in order for you to eat. There is no work easy. There is no easy money. You have to work hard. If you don't work, you don't eat. And that's what Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonians. They were lazy, they were waiting for the Lord to come, and They say, while we are waiting for the Lord, why we should work? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 6 to 10. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we command you, brothers, to keep away from every brother who is idle and does not live according to the teaching you receive from us. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow our example. We were not idle when we were with you, nor did we eat anyone's food without paying for it. Why he was paying? To teach them that there is no easy money. We have to pay for our food. It means that we have to work for it. On the contrary, we worked night and day, laboring and toiling, so that we would not be a burden to any of you. God wants us to depend on ourselves, not on other people to feed us. We have to work and our living so that we can feed ourselves. And we should have more to help those who are in need. Verse 9, we did not we did this, he say, not because we did not have the right to such help, but in order to make ourselves a model for you to follow. For even when we were with you, we gave you this rule: if a man will not work, he shall not eat. So here very clear, to reproduce wealth you have to work. There is no easy money waiting for your father or your mother or your sister or your neighbor or your friend to give you easy money. There is no easy money. Even if you get an easy money, that easy money will not produce wealth to you, because that is not God's will for you. That is not from God. And everything you receive from devil, it would destroy you. Finally, will bring you to the ground, to the zero level. We have to work and labor. Some people, they are having a low income job or low quality job, and they say, how we become rich? We are not professionals, we don't have big salaries. I remind you, for the Bible speak, Abraham was a shepherd, and the Bible say he was a very wealthy man. God had blessed him much. Isaac was planting and shepherding, farmer and shepherd, and the Bible speaks that he was a wealthy man. Jacob was a shepherd and his children were shepherds, and they were wealthy people. Moses was a shepherd. David was a shepherd, and we know the riches of David. So here, your job, if it is a low income job, that does not mean that you cannot be a rich man. You can be rich, and there are many rich people, they started from low income job, from a very humble profession. Your profession is not a hinder for you to have wealth. You need to follow the principle of God's word. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 22 to 25, there are principles we have to follow. No stealing, hard work. Third, honest work. You have to be honest in your work. Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. Anyone who does wrong will be repaid for his wrong, and there is no favoritism. But he say here, even if you are a slave, low salary, low income, your right has been taken, you work wholeheartedly for Christ, God will repay you. What do you think? Who can make your wealth? your salary, yourself, your mind. No, it is God, finally. But we follow rules of God. Be honest in your work, be faithful in your work, God will reward you. The scripture admonishes us to work in 1 Thessalonians. Admonishes to work so that we can provide for our daily needs. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 11 and 12. We say, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. So why God wants us to work with our own hands? So that we'll be a good example to others. Not that we will be opportunistic, we'll be a consumer, but we need to be a reproducer. We'll be that God wants us to be fruitful, effective, productive. Not depending on others, but we can satisfy our needs out of the labor of our hands. Others will see our good example and they will follow. Titus chapter 3 and verse 14. What Paul wrote to Titus 3:14, our people must learn to devote themselves to doing what is good, in order that they may provide for daily necessities and not live unproductive lives. We must learn to work hard. God give you a hand, feet, talents, 24 hours per day. Use all these things together. Time, talents, manpower, resources you have to work it out. Start with whatever job, planting, tending sheep, selling, carrying things. As long as you follow the principle, God will reproduce wealth for you. As we obey the word of God, the Lord will accomplish what He had promised us. So the first principle, we should not steal. Second, we have to work, toil, laboring, honest work, God want us to be depending on ourselves to provide our daily needs so that we can be a good example for others. God wants us to use all our talents, resources, physical abilities, the time He gave us to reproduce our daily living. Now after we reproduce our daily living, the important aspect of stewardship is very important. How we handle what we have received. How we handle what we have received. In the book of Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 1 and verse 2, there are good principles we also learn from the word of God. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 1. The word of God say, come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. He say, you who have no money, come and buy and eat. And how we can buy and we don't have money? What he say here, there are free resources. Sometimes you can pick up free vegetables, free plants, free fruit, free leaves, free water. As long it is from the Lord, these resources, you can use it. There are free sources. Sometimes you can get free internet, free telephone line, free transport. Use the free services. Free food, use it. Sometimes you get free bread. Oh, but I don't like bread, I want to eat rice. As long as it is free, it is ordained for you to use it so that you can save money. There's a free water. No, I like to drink Pepsi Cola. Pepsi Cola costs you money. Use the free water that you have so that you don't need to spend. There are things free. Use the free things. Isaiah 55 verse 2. He say, why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. What he say here? Why spend money on what is not bread? The word bread here is food. Food in the Bible, they call it bread, and sometimes meat. What you tell here, why you are using your money to buy unnecessarily things? Unnecessarily things, they are things essential. Like a baby, he need milk. We cannot say we will not buy milk. We buy milk, but we don't need to buy Pepsi Cola, because Pepsi Cola and the soft drink are not essential for the baby. He need to have milk. He need to have later on food, rice, bread, potato, meat. But he does not need to eat chocolate and sweet or chips. This all can take money away. What we need to focus is that how we can reproduce wealth, how we can make for us a saving so that we can share, we can evangelize, we can reach area with the gospel. We have to use our mind how to budget of what we have. There are certain things we cannot avoid, we have to spend. But what we can avoid and unnecessarily we have to cut off. So unnecessary things, avoid, don't buy. Makeup, jewels, gold, unnecessary clothes, accessories, perfumes, unnecessarily. Yes, toothpaste and toothbrush is important. Certain perfume after shaving, certain things for the woman are essential, but unnecessarily beautification things, this will all take the money away. Good to wear, modest dress, but we have to choose a low price, good quality. You don't need to wear branded things. It have a cost, and we need to save so that we can use what we save in order to reach the lost. Even if these things, it may not cost much. Sometimes you say it will not cost much. If it costs you like one can of Pepsi Cola, if it will cost you $0.25, every week you are spending $2, per month $8, per year $96, per 1 year, per 10 years, $1,000. Get it on 3 people in the house, they practice the same. So per 10 years you are using $3,000 only on Pepsi Cola. The same, they are bad habits. Candies, chewing gums, when you do this regularly, there's a budget, and that budget will be cut off. With the $5, we can bless somebody with a Bible, or sometimes $3, or sometimes $2 in certain places a Bible. So simple things that we are not aware, it can cause will to go away from us. In John chapter 6 verse 12, after the Lord had multiplied the bread and the fish and the people, the 5,000, they ate, the Lord gave them instruction. John 6:12-13. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over, let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. The Lord said, "Let nothing be wasted." They collect everything. They did not throw anything. Never throw food, never throw water, never throw a cloth still you can use, still you can reuse. So here the stewardship, not to waste. You can use again, you can eat again. Never throw food. Some people, they will eat the food on the first day only. Second day, they will not eat the food of the previous day. They will throw it. That is not a good stewardship. You are wasting your resources. You will not be rich because this food will had cost you time and effort and money. If you lose every day $1 for that food that you are throwing, per month $30, per year $360, per 10 year $3,600. With that you can buy a car. As simple as that. You see how you control, how your bad attitude and bad behavior and your wrong handling of your life take wealth away from you. Now, we learn from the Word of God. We learn from Jesus. He feed the crowd with the bread and fish, one item only, not two, three items, four items, one item. They were full. He did not throw food. He kept it to be used again. So there are things we don't need to throw away. We don't need to throw away food. We can eat, we can share. We don't need to throw clothes, toys. As long as it can be used, we can share. You have a cloth, you can use it for the younger brother, younger daughter. You can give to somebody. He does not need to buy for his children. So we reuse, we recycle the things. We recycle it. It cannot be fit in this way. We make it fit on another way, on other use. Also, we reduce certain things. We have to reduce the expenses. We have to reduce the time. We have to reduce the money spent. When things are unfruitful in this direction, we have to reduce. Try to reduce the expenses. We try to repair. Things are broken, we repair it. And restore it back to service. These are the things that can bring wealth. If you can repair what you have, your phone, your AC, your mobile, your car. Of course, the frequent repair, it may cost you much. So you have to be wise. You have to manage. You have to weigh what is better. But the point here, what the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 13 verse 11, let us read again what he say here, that dishonest money, it dwindles away. We discussed that. But he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. Now here, what we are gathering little by little, from disciplining yourself, not buying food from restaurant, not buying Pepsi Cola, from disciplining yourself, not buying unnecessary things, from disciplining yourself and try to use the free resources that cost you nothing, you are collecting little by little money. And this money will grow to produce wealth to help you to be a blessing to others. Amen. That is what the Bible teaches us. So stewardship is very important. And as we go through this message, we can learn more about the things that the Lord wants us. There are more things about stewardship. We will tackle it in the other part of this message. How to have male wealth, how to make wealth. The other principle here of handling the money is not only stewardship. Let's go to book of Deuteronomy and chapter 12 and verse 11. Another aspect of stewardship is giving what is due for the Lord. Who gave us the riches, the ability, the talents? All God. So we need to honor Him. Book of Deuteronomy chapter 12 verse 11. Then to the place the Lord your God will choose as a dwelling for His name, there you are to bring everything I commanded you, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, your tithes and special gifts and all the choices, positions, you have vowed to the Lord. So there's here, we need to bring to the church that God had placed, the church of God. What we need to bring? Our burnt offerings to the Lord. Our sacrifices, our tithes. Our special gifts and vows to God. Also there's, in addition to that, there's, in, we can read another place, the first fruit, our first salary, our first increase, our first income from that project or business. We need to give it to the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 and 10, he say, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with a new wine. The first fruit is important. When I was pondering, one time I prepared a message about giving, and I go through many scriptures, and you can hear it also. Message about giving. I asked the Lord, those people, if they are giving all these things to you, what is left for them? And the Lord told me I had given them more, and I will give you more. The Lord told me, if you're going to give. So what I practice, whatever God pumped my heart to give, I am sure that the Holy Spirit. Now there are things, the first fruit, the tithe of everything, that does not need the Holy Spirit to tell you, that is routine. But burnt offering, fellowship offering, sin offering, as the Lord prompt your heart with the Holy Spirit to give, you give. But the Lord prompt your heart to give a special gift to Him, to His church, for His work to continue, you give when you are sure. Those who spoke to you, confirmed to you, you give, and God will give it to you back more and more. How to become wealthy? Give what is belong to God. In the book of Malachi chapter 3, we will read from verse 8 to verse 12. Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me, but you ask, how do we rob you? In tithe and offering. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. How to become wealthy? Don't rob God, don't steal. Those who does not bring their tithe and offering in full and in honesty, they are robbing God. And how God will bless everything we have from the Lord. Think about it. Your business, your work, your salary, your income. From whom? From God. And the point here, why you cannot bring the first tenth to the Lord? Are you afraid? Who sustain your work? Who sustain your health? Who sustain the company that you are working? Who sustain your salary? Is only the Lord. When we bring the whole tithe, as written here in verse 10, we bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. Now here, when he say bring the whole tithes, the meaning of it is that you will make partnership with the Lord. Lord, my salary is $1,000, 100 for you, Lord. The 900, I believe that's in your hand now, and you will multiply it to me, because I had made through the ties that I give to you, Lord, a partnership with you. You are my partner, Lord. The remaining, I trust that you will multiply it. You will open the floodgates of heaven and bless me. Why you don't have wealth? Who can give you wealth? Only God. It is not your salary, it is God. But you need to follow the principle. The floodgates of heaven can bring wealth, can make a wealthy person. When you bring to the Lord, to His church, the storehouse of God, the treasury, your tithes in full. Why we need to bring the tithes? Verse 11, I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, say the Lord Almighty. Those who fail to bring their tithes, they are exposed to mishaps, fines, accident, sicknesses, not only material loss but spiritual, physical illnesses, exposure to death, mishaps. Why? God is not rebuking the devout. The partnership is broken. The covenant with the Lord is broken. People who rob God cannot be, will not be, and it is not possible for them to become wealthy people. You know, many people, they say we have worked too much, but then we lost at the last stage. All of a sudden, we have lost everything. You see here in verse 11, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit. The vines in your fields. You know the vine? It's a tree, there's a fruit, the grapes. It will grow little by little. And the vine become big, the grape become big, but if it is still green and fall down from the tree, it can't be sold, it can't be eaten. It will be only thrown away. And that is the labor of those who does not tithe their income to the Lord. All what they collect, it will go away. And it could be all of a sudden. Be honest with God, and He will bless you. Verse 12, then all the nation will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, say the Lord Almighty. Those who bring their tithes, everyone will know they are blessed by the Lord. And the Lord will call them blessed, and He will show to everyone that they are delightful people of God. Next message, we will continue more of how to become wealthy, or how to have wealth to bless other and to bless the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us. We bless you, we magnify you. Lord, I pray that your word will bring the harvest that you desire. And I pray that as your people obey, Lord, I pray that they walk victoriously as they obey your word. Lord, let your word and the Holy Spirit fulfill what you promise to those who hear and obey your word, in Christ's name. Amen. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.